His right knee today. He tore his ACL in practice last week. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports doctors didn't find any additional damage to that knee. Teddy Bridgewater is now off the PUP list for the Vikings. He's trying to come back from a dislocated knee. To make room on the roster, the Vikings put Sam Bradford on injured reserve, ending his season. The Packers cut tight end Martellus Bennett today. Bennett failed to disclose a medical condition. He signed a 3-year free agent contract with the team back in March. If NFL owners extend Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is threatening to sue the league, although it isn't clear yet exactly why Jones would be suing. Knicks forward Kristaps Porzingis is out for tonight's game against the Magic. He has a sprained left ankle and a bruised right elbow. An NBA doubleheader at 8 Eastern on ESPN, Lakers and Celtics, followed by the Timberwolves and Warriors. UCLA players LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill won't play in Friday's game against Tech.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, is just $45 a month. With nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Eli Manning responded Tuesday after his coach Ben McAdoo said he wasn't opposed to playing rookie Davis Webb just to get a look at the young QB. Here's what Eli had to say.
I didn't hear it. My goal is to prepare every week and do my job. He's got faith in me and keep grinding. So that's what we're doing.
Elsewhere, Buccaneers receiver Mike Evans had his one-game suspension for fighting upheld by the league, meaning he will miss Sunday's game. The Packers say right tackle Brian Bulaga suffered a season-ending ACL tear Monday night, while DB Morgan Burnett has no timetable for his return from a groin injury. Brock Osweiler will remain the Broncos' starting QB for now. Head coach Van Joseph says second-year QB Paxton Lynch is not yet ready to play physically or mentally following a preseason shoulder injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know How.
Hi, I'm professional football player Larry Fitzgerald, and I know a thing or two about longevity. And the truth is, with the proper maintenance, even an old vehicle can run like new. So if you want your car to have a longer, stronger career, Napa Auto Parts has more than 500,000 quality parts and knowledgeable people to help you out. While it may not be all pro now, with the right quality parts, you can help your ride go the distance. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
It's time to start your weekend early with the return of Thursday Night Football on NBC.
How special is this?
Whether it's a boys' night out in Dallas.
Into the end zone!
Catching some improv from Seattle's finest.
That'll make a few highlight reels tonight.
Or painting the town red in Atlanta.
This place is rocking now.
Wow! Start your weekend early when Thursday Night Football returns to NBC. It all begins November 9th with Seahawks Cardinals.
504, welcome back and welcome in. It is hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn taking you up to 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle Mann, our producer, along for the ride as well here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Those are our FM frequencies, 1600 AM on the other side of the dial. You can also catch us anywhere you want as long as you are online at kgymradio.com, where we have a poll question today relating to last night's 30 for 30 on ESPN. Do you believe professional wrestler Ric Flair
when he says he has slept with over 10,000 women? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question today. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is set to join us coming up in just about an hour. We'll also do the 6 o'clock showdown tonight at 6:30. Some Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets are on the line tonight. The college football playoff poll was released last night, about 24, 25 hours ago, something like that, give or take. No surprises at the top. University of Georgia remains in that number one spot, followed by Alabama. Notre Dame, which has a big game this weekend against number 7 Miami. The Fighting Irish were third, and then Clemson gets the final spot in the top four. On the outside looking in this week at the 5 and 6 spots, that would be Oklahoma and TCU, who, oh, by the way, happen to be scheduled to play one another this week, a couple 8 and 1 teams in the Big 12. And that could be a preview of the Big 12 championship game, because the Big 12 is taking the two best teams in the league this year and putting them head-to-head. We mentioned Miami was 7th. Here's where it gets interesting. Wisconsin, Iowa's opponent this weekend, the Hawkeyes have to go up to Camp Randall to take on the Badgers, checks in at number 8 at 9-0. And Alex, I know I saw last night on Facebook, you were putting a question forth that I thought, you know what, that's a I want to use that on the show today. So without going further down the list and getting to the rest of the top 25, which, by the way, if you don't know already, Iowa making its first appearance in the poll at number 20 and Iowa State falling to number 21. You had a question about the 18th ranked team, Central Florida and Wisconsin, correct?
That's correct.
It's a hypothetical at this point, but I guess I'll let you explain and we'll see where this takes us, because we are in Big Ten country. I'd be curious to know what the listeners think. 319-366-1600. You now have the phone number, and here's Alex positing the question.
Well, sure. Every year there's a team in the Power 5 conference that doesn't play a tough schedule and is sitting at 9 or 10-0 by the time the week 2 and week 3 college football playoff rankings are released. On the same token, there's always a team from outside of the Power 5 that is sitting there at either undefeated. Actually, for the sake of this argument, they're sitting there undefeated. Last year was Western Michigan. A couple years ago was Memphis and Toledo. And I can go on and on. Last year, Houston was kind of in the mix as well. Western Michigan was the team that ultimately won all their games during the regular season and went into the New Year's Six Bowl as the Group of Five representative. And I feel like the non-Group of Five team who's undefeated gets lumped in there with every other non-Group of Five team, and the group of the Power Five team that is undefeated that doesn't play really anybody, in this case Wisconsin, gets a favorable ranking. And I hear a lot of people, well, Wisconsin's undefeated, they should be in the top four. You look at their schedule so far, and you tell me, what is the difference between 8th-ranked Wisconsin and 18th-ranked Central Florida? Without saying Power 5, without saying Big 10, without saying AAC, I look at those two resumes, and I don't see much of a difference at all. And I asked Adam Rittenberg of ESPN yesterday, or a couple days ago, what is the difference between them? And he said, well, that's a good point. There isn't much difference. And I'm just curious. I wish that the committee would look at these teams, and I know you can't watch every game, and you can't watch every team, and you can't watch every play, but Western Michigan and UCF, Western Michigan last year and UCF this year are two completely different teams. UCF this year and Memphis a couple years ago, two completely different teams. This, in my opinion, is the most complete non-Power 5 team that I've seen in a long time. Offensively, defensively, they have a top 25 win, 40-13 over an 8-1 Memphis team right now. They beat Navy on the road. And it's interesting because Wisconsin gets a lot of credit for beating a team like Northwestern, which you now see ranked in the top 25. last week, UCF's win over a 6-2 SMU team, who had done pretty well in the non-conference themselves, goes completely unnoticed. And I'm just curious how those two teams are 10 spots apart. And one looks like if they win out, they're going to get into the college football playoff, and the other one has no chance.
So what do you think? 319-366-1600. Is it possible that the scenario that Alex just laid out could take place? Your thoughts?
Someone texted in that we weren't making this argument a couple years ago, and to a certain extent, there wasn't that non-Power 5 team a couple of years ago. And you looked at Iowa's resume in 2015, and it wasn't great. I'll be the first one to tell you that. It wasn't great. But they did beat Wisconsin. And at the time, Northwestern was in a 10-win team that year. And they played an 8-win team in the non-conference in Pittsburgh. Not great, but you look at Wisconsin's schedule this year, and I will make this very clear. I think they tried to schedule a non-conference game against a BYU team a few years ago that they thought was going to be a lot better than they are right now. They're maybe one of the bottom 10 to 15 teams in college football this year. When you schedule them, at the time, they're an 8 to 10 win program every year. So I can't fully blame them for that. But like I said, I just wish the committee would take into account teams individually. And this doesn't just go for the Power 5. This goes for the Group of 5. It goes for the Power 5 as well. We talk about conferences all the time. Which conference is better than this conference? I don't care when it comes to the rankings. I don't think that the conference has anything to do with it. What do the teams look like individually? And if you think that Wisconsin is 10 spots ahead of UCF, I just want to know how.
I think it's pretty clear, especially when you look at Iowa jumping into the poll this week at number 20, that this is about who you play. And I think ultimately that's what's going to wind up costing Wisconsin. Although I don't know, maybe it's just me getting wrapped up in the Big Ten, Big 12 aspect of where we live, but I think it's difficult to see or envision an undefeated Wisconsin team getting left out at this point. But the BYU game was supposed to be a nice non-conference game. Unfortunately, BYU is awful this year. And when you look at Iowa, I think this proves that the poll rewards teams, even if they lose, the poll rewards teams for playing tough games, because you look at who Iowa has lost to, and they're all over the top 25 this week, the second week that the poll was released. So the Hawkeyes getting a major, major benefit of the doubt from the committee because of those three losses coming against teams that are all in the top 25.
I think they are as well, but I looked at Wisconsin and saw them at number 8, and I said, okay, well, ranking-wise, they didn't get a whole lot, heck of a lot of benefit from moving up. They didn't move up this week. But then I looked at what was behind them, and I realized this is setting up for Wisconsin because of the teams that people look at their schedule and say, oh, well, they haven't played anybody. But all of a sudden you see Northwestern in the top 25 after a couple of three last second wins in a row, despite the fact that they got obliterated by Duke earlier in the season. You see Iowa in the top 20. Iowa, I thought, was going to crack the top 25. The committee clearly saw that win over Ohio State and jumped them. Oh, man, I don't even know how many spots. They jumped them way, way up there. So it's setting up at the end of the season to see a couple of 8-4 teams. I think Iowa probably ends up at 8-4, 9-3. You see a team like Northwestern who's setting up to go 8-4, 7-5, but they will probably kind of sit there and keep that ranking that they have right now. And I understand to a certain extent, wanting to give conferences respect in this case, if you're a Big Ten fan, these rankings got a huge, they gave the Big Ten a huge amount of respect here in week two.
Cajun Troy, give us a call, 319-366-1600. Someone overlooked the fact that the phones were locked after the ticket giveaway, I think. So if you've been trying to reach us, well, you know what? I should have just played it off, and I should have said, man, the phones are just ringing off the hook right now. As a matter of fact, it looks like we've got Chris in Marion wants to talk about Alex's scenario. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, hey, and I could be way off base. You know, and I know what the bowl playoffs things are supposed to do, but how much influence do you think the name gets? And then, I mean, you know, not so much the number. I mean, you know, I know Wisconsin's been ranked in the other polls all year in the top 10. I would guess it's probably harder to lose a top 10 ranking than to get into the top 10. But how much, I mean, you know, Wisconsin has got pedigree, and how much does that play into it?
Thanks for the call, Chris. A ton. And I know that people look back to last year and see that they won 10 games, and I get that, comparing year to year. And saying, okay, well, Wisconsin last year, they won 10 games with a brutal schedule. They have a lot returning. But still this year, they have to go out. And so far, they've won the games that they've needed to. They're 9-0. It's just when there's 130 teams, when there's 129 other teams out there, you have to win with some style points. Except when you are an undefeated group or a Power 5. You're undefeated in a Power 5 conference. And no matter how weak of a schedule you play, what incentives does this give teams to go out and play really difficult schedules, or to go out and schedule difficult in the non-conference?
Let's head back to the phone lines. Let's go to Brandon in Cedar Rapids first. We'll keep Cage and Troy waiting for just a few more seconds, but we will get to her as well. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys. So, you know, my kind of issue with their college football playoffs is they came up with this whole system because of the Boise State rule during the bowl rankings. Because, like, you had teams like Boise State going undefeated and not getting into good bowl games or whatnot. And they came up with this playoffs too because teams were getting left out. And it turned into exactly what they were trying to get rid of, in my eyes. I think that they put way too much favoritism into the Power 5 schools. And when it comes to, they need to look at records over anything else. And then after records, that's when they need to take a look at who have you played and points and stuff like that. But if you're undefeated, you should have a bid in that playoff spot over a one-loss team, no matter if you're in a Power 5 conference or not.
Appreciate the phone call, Brandon. Okay, let's get to and good points there as well. Do you want to address those, or do you want to continue moving on?
I think that you just have to look at the teams individually. And whether earlier this year, I saw a team out of that same conference, the AAC, in South Florida, who was ranked high in the preseason. They kept climbing up the rankings. They were 8-0 at the time. And I'm sitting there and saying, this is not a top 25 team. It goes both ways. UCF is a top 10 team, in my opinion. USF is not a top 25 team. They were undisciplined. They weren't playing very well. They were playing bad opponents. They're winning without any style points. They just didn't look like a top 25 team. So I guess my point is, no matter what conference you come from, if you show based on, and this is where the eye test comes in. I think the committee says they use the eye test a lot, when in fact the eye test that they're using is reading box scores and not watching the teams. And that's where a lot of my problems come from.
All right. We owe her a debt of gratitude, because if she had not texted us to remind us to unbusy the phone lines, it would have been a really long final hour and 15 minutes or so here tonight. Cajun Troy, what's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. So a good topic, Alex. So this is the whole bottom line. It comes down to money, okay? The top four teams, top six teams, you know, this is, you know, that's what's important right now, because the rest of it, is bowl games, okay? So they want these top teams who travel. Iowa could be 6 wins, but they're going to take Iowa because the fans travel. These bowl committees want these top teams. You know, you think Florida wants the University of Central Florida? No, like the Sugar Bowl doesn't want LSU because they know them fans not going to spend money and come to your city. This is what it comes down to, money, money, money. They want to keep the, you know, like the Big Ten. They, you know, they want to get to warmer places for the bowl time in January, and that's what it all comes down to. So that eye test and this and that, I don't have anything to do. The top 6, it's important. But the rest of them, it's about who's going to match up in these bowl games, and that's what it comes down to because it's the fan and the money, and these bowl people want to make money. And that's the way I see it because really, if you, like you said, you know, these teams are not good. Like Miami. Miami's not a good team. Notre Dame's going to kill Miami. I've watched Miami a few times, and they, of course, you know, they're so undisciplined. They make bonehead mistakes, and it's, you know, after Saturday, Notre Dame's going to be in the Final Four because they're going to kill Miami. But that's my thing. It all comes down to money and you bowl, all the 100 million bowl games. So that's my point.
Appreciate hearing from you, Troy. And, you know, should, after you get past the top 6, it is, you do give deference to what the bowl committees want. I know the Outback Bowl's been snake bit a little bit by bringing Florida in as often. And part of the committee down there likes having Florida because the fan base is right there in their backyard. But there are a lot of people in Tampa that I know on the committee that don't like inviting Florida because you're not going and getting 4, 5, 6 nights worth of hotel rooms and you're not spending all that money in the community. A lot of Florida fans will come in a day or two before the game, and you try to get the best matchup that you can outside of the top 6. Now, those bowls knew what they signed up for. You think the Cotton Bowl was really happy about having Western Michigan last year?
No, they weren't.
But they also want to be a part of the discussion. So you take the good and the bad. Now, I understand we have a Hawkeye social media legend on the line right now, waiting to give his 2 cents. So the one, and I usually don't like when people don't give their name, but I defer to him, the legend that is Hawkeyes. Go ahead, Hawkeyes. What's up?
Hey, guys. So, thank you. That is my name, actually. You can read my birth certificate. I don't know what you're talking about. you're talking about, I heard you talk about style points, and I think you talk about people reading box scores. Did you know that Wisconsin's winning their games by an average of 23 points? So I don't know what else can they do. What else can they do?
I think that's a good question. Look, I don't know. It seems like, by the way, this could all be for moot because if Iowa beats Wisconsin this weekend, then they're going to drop like a rock. But I think at this point, it just seems like everybody wants to throw Wisconsin out of the discussion, and they're looking for everything that they can possibly do. Exactly. This isn't Northwestern getting by on the skin of its teeth with back-to-back-to-back overtime wins. Wisconsin can play the games on its schedule, and that's all that the Badgers can control. Now, look, I think you go to Illinois, and it's 24-10, and you kind of look at that, and you go, wait a minute, they were 24-point favorites in that game or whatever. But we talked about that with Iowa going into Champaign. It's a tough place to play, tough place to get motivated because there just isn't a whole lot of atmosphere. Wisconsin's doing everything that it needs to do, and if it runs the gamut, just as Iowa did, then they're going to be there in the discussion. But if they lose somewhere over the next 3 weeks, then they drop.
And they're like you said, that if they win, they're in. So the question about what can they do? They got to keep winning, and I agree. I think that it's really difficult to look at all of these teams and compare them and based on style points and this and that. But I want to see the best teams get into the college football playoff. And a couple of years ago, and I'm not trying to open up this wound for Iowa fans, but a couple of years ago, Michigan State won the Big Ten. And I looked and I said, Michigan State right now is the third best team in their own division. And yes, they won the Big Ten East. But I thought at the time Ohio State was a better team. I thought at the time Michigan was probably a better team than they were. And they got in the college football playoff. And then I saw what Stanford did in the Rose Bowl. And then I saw what Michigan State did in the college football playoff. Yes, they're playing Alabama, but they didn't look like they deserved to be on the same field. So I think record has to be first and foremost. But at the same time, as this, there's so much gray area with so many teams, you can take some other things into account and look and say, okay, well, I look at this team and I think that team is a more complete team than that team. Doesn't matter if they have one loss or undefeated. It's if the committee were able to watch all the games and they could do that, but I guess right now they can't do that.
Let's go ahead and get to Don in Cedar Rapids. Don, let's see, look at the clock here. We got about 60 seconds. Don, go ahead.
Well, originally what I was going to say is that this conversation on behalf of the Wisconsin is going to be a moot point because the Hawkeyes are going to beat them and continue being the Big Ten's BCS chances killer. But the other thing I wanted to say is that, to me, the fairest way to decide who is going to be in the Final Four is conference champions need to be highly, that needs to be weighted very highly over records, over those types of things, because being a conference champion.
We lose.
I think we lost Don.
Don, I understand what he's getting. And the committee did say that. They do give weight to conference champions, and that's part of the reason why the Big 12 is bringing back its conference title game.
Most of the time, I agree. But last year, I thought it was a good decision by the committee to take. Let's remember, Ohio State didn't win the East. Penn State did. Penn State won the Big 10. And Ohio State got into the college football playoff ahead of Penn State, and people were saying, well, okay, well, they're the conference champion. I get that. But you look at Ohio State's resume, and they look like the team that deserved to be put in. But this just gets back to my original point. I just wish we would have less discussion. Okay, well, this team's from this conference, and this team's a group of five team. This team's a power five team. I don't care. Who is the best team? Who do your eyes tell you is the best team? Who has played like the best team? I just hope, and there's no exact science to get there, but I just hope I wish that was more on the criteria list.
All right, great talk, and we'll see whether we can circle back around to this or not. We do have a busy remaining hour and a half tonight. We're going to talk a little signing day for college basketball coming up in just a few minutes. What did Iowa, Iowa State, and you and I get today? Well, some pretty good players from the looks of it. 5:28, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. More on the way after this.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
Welcome back in, 5:29. Remember, tune in tomorrow. We'll have two pairs, of tickets to see Hairball live at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena next Saturday night. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is going to answer your fantasy football questions coming up in about 30 minutes. If you want to get them to us now, you can use the Hurtine & Stocker text line, that number 319-366-1600. Rough Riders tickets on the line tonight in the 6 o'clock showdown as well. We'll get to that a little after 6:30. Right now, Kyle's here. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named as one of 10 finalists for the 2017 Senior Class Award today, an honor going to seniors who best exemplify excellence in community, classroom, character, and competition alike. He was also recently named a semifinalist for the Butkus and Bednarik Awards. Speaking of awards, Chad Lystico tweeted that he spoke with a spokesperson for the Thorpe Award, which goes to the nation's best defensive back, and they told him in regards to Josh Jackson, it's not unprecedented for a player who was not listed as a semifinalist to go on to be named as a finalist. It's National Letter of Intent Day around the country, and the schools around the state have locked in some pretty impressive recruits. Muscatine's Joe Wieskamp is the 69th-ranked prospect in his class, according to ESPN, and he signed on the dotted line for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. UNI secured the 74th-ranked prospect, A.J. Green, easily the biggest commitment for the Panthers since Doug McDermott almost played in Cedar Falls, while the Cyclones signed four players, including four-star Talon Horton Tucker, who chose Iowa State over offers from Kansas, Michigan State, and Ohio State. The Iowa women also signed four players, including Logan Cook, the daughter of former tight end of Marv Cook, while Iowa State signed a trio, including Iowa City High's five-star Ashley Jones. Regina was swept by Western Christian today at the state volleyball tournament. That leaves Cedar Falls, Linmar, Xavier, and Dubuque Waller as the local big schools still remaining. Keep it here after the show for some ESPN programming.
And John Haycock at Iowa State winds up on the Broyles Award list today.
Well-deserved.
Well. Yeah, oh, no, absolutely. The year that the Cyclones have had, and we've seen that here in Eastern Iowa, where Iowa has some pretty good seasons. Some of their assistants start to get recognized as well. 319-366-1600. We'll talk Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI signing day. Kyle touched on it a little bit there on the big board update, but we'll take a little bit deeper dive when we return after this.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job, with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I've said this for months, that I don't think we as a company or any other sports broadcasting company should talk about Daddy Ball. You know, the father of Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo, who thinks he's God's gift to basketball, business, fatherhood, and anything else. When I reference him, I don't use his first name, and I'm not going to now. And what I'm about to say has nothing to do with him publicly whining about Lonzo not getting enough minutes with the Lakers, even though he gets the second most minutes of any NBA rookie. That kind of garbage we should all expect of him. But news broke yesterday of his middle son, LiAngelo, getting arrested in China for shoplifting, to which Daddy Ball responded, "Everyone's making it a big deal. It ain't that big a deal." If any of you had 1 ounce of respect for that man before, I hope you don't now. An arrest is always a big deal, particularly if the person arrested is your child. Don't you get a sense of what the Ball household must have been like as these kids were growing up, when things like an arrest is not a big deal? In 60 seconds, head-to-head, it's not always best.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The latest college football playoff rankings came out last night. For the most part, I'm good with them, but my issue does come at 13 and 14. Hear me out. Ohio State's 13, Penn State's 14. And yes, it's true that 2 weeks ago, Ohio State beat Penn State by one at home after trailing by 18. But things change, teams change, and so should rankings. 4 days ago, the Buckeyes lost to Iowa by 31. They allowed the Hawkeyes to score 55. It's the most points Urban Meyer has ever given up as a head coach. That same day, Penn State lost at now 12th-ranked Michigan State in overtime. They're better than Ohio State. They shouldn't be ranked behind them. See, sometimes circumstances after a head-to-head matchup should change how teams stack up to one another. It's illogically rational. Head-to-head is not the end-all be-all when it comes to rankings. Before I go, let me say, rest in peace, Roy Halladay. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling to some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some at your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we've been putting tires on cars since 1926. And we know when the road gets rough, you need a set of tires that can get tough. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid October 12th through November 12th. Claim form required. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies.
Welcome back in, 5:36 officially, past the halfway point of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Just a reminder, get those fantasy football questions to us early on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com joining us in a few minutes. We're going to run down the week's fantasy football questions and hopefully help get you in the win column. That appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets will be the prize tonight for the 6 o'clock showdown. And that's 7 questions in 60 seconds. Join us in the third and final hour tonight. Don't forget, stop by KGYMradio.com. Vote in today's poll question. It has to do with last night's 30 for 30 on ESPN. Do you believe Ric Flair when he says he slept with over 10,000 women? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I don't want to do the math on that.
27 and a half years. One a day.
You did the math on that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, he's on the road. By the way, Kansas, the state of Kansas, took a beating on that 30 for 30 last night, because it seemed like every example that he was giving of the cow towns that they were wrestling in, it was always a city in Kansas. I think Hutchinson is the one that got singled out when he was talking about, if I got to spend the night in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm not spending it alone. And so I think if you're the governor of Kansas today, or maybe if you work on the Chamber of Commerce there in one of the major cities, Wichita, Kansas City on the Kansas side, maybe you're not too happy with the Nature Boy today. But again, I thought it was a decent 30 for 30. I thought they could have incorporated a little bit more of his in-ring work, but it was more about him, the person, and his life outside the ring, and he's a damaged, flawed individual. And boy, I am highly anticipating the next 30 for 30, which is Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells.
Is that going to be the one after the Heisman Trophy ceremony? I know they usually have one following that in early December. I think that might be this year's 30 for 30 following the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
It's going to be a highly watched one, I can tell you that. And I look, my hope there is that Bill Belichick opens up a little bit, because when he does, I think he's a really fascinating guy. And Bill Parcells is one of the greatest coaches of my lifetime in any sport. I mean, a highly successful guy. So lots to look forward to in terms of ESPN's 30 for 30. If you watched the Ric Flair 30 for 30 last night, let me know what you thought of it on the text line, 319-366-1600. News from college basketball today. Of course, it is National Signing Day. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. But Bruce Pearl and Auburn seem to be getting closer to parting ways. Auburn is one of the schools that was implicated in the FBI's investigation into improper benefits, and Adidas got rolled into that, and some assistant coaches got arrested. Well, one of them has ties to Auburn and Bruce Pearl's staff, and they're launching an internal investigation there at Auburn, and Bruce Pearl doesn't exactly want to play along. And that's usually a pretty good, that's kind of like, I guess, if your spouse suggested or was worried that you were cheating on them and wanted to take a peek at your phone, and you were overly aggressive about guarding your phone and not handing it over, kind of gives them more bullets for their gun, right?
Yes.
Okay, why are you being so secretive here? I want to believe you. Just let me take a peek at the phone. And Auburn, I want to believe that we didn't do anything wrong here, Bruce. So let's sit down and go over some things. And Bruce Pearl,
nope.
Is he still coaching Auburn a month from now? If you're going to get rid of him, you got to do it before the season starts. And I'm assuming that their first game is probably a couple days away. The season starts on Friday.
I think it is a possibility that we could see a change shortly, because reports are, yes, he doesn't want to cooperate with his internal investigation. But the caveat to that is, according to those sources, if he doesn't, he will lose his job. So you have one of two choices. You could cooperate and maybe they find some things and you get fired anyway. Or you don't cooperate and you get fired right away. So depending on what he decides to do, that is going to decide the final outcome of how long he keeps his job at Auburn.
Hard not to talk about college basketball today and pay attention to National Signing Day. The Hawkeyes with a very small incoming freshman class, but a fairly good one. You get two players, both of them 6'4" shooting guards, one from here in the state of Iowa in Joe Wieskamp, who did his prep playing in Muscatine, and then C.J. Frederick, who's out of the Cincinnati, Kentucky area. Since Joel in Muscatine broke my heart and called in to the gym class as a quasi-guest, I'm going to do the next best thing on my list of Joe Wieskamp experts, and experts is in air quotes. Alex, you saw him a couple times in your play-by-play travels on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, doing some games last season, last couple years, as a matter of fact. What do you think of Joe Wieskamp?
I think he's the real deal. And he was 6'4". They list him at 6'4 on a couple of recruiting sites. I think that was when he was a freshman. He's a good 6'6", 6'7". Kind of a swing guard forward. He can play above the rim. He can shoot. And he's a guy that I thought, and another guy that covers the Iowa City area schools is Ryan Merkin of Your Prep Sports. And he said something that kind of sticks with me. If Joe Wieskamp would have opened up his recruitment at all, I think that there would have been schools like Kansas, schools like Louisville. Well, I didn't choose Louisville intentionally, but high-level programs coming in and offering him. And there, Fran McCaffrey identified him early. He got his commitment early. He stayed with his commitment, and this is an absolutely gigantic get for the Iowa basketball program that is bringing in some of the best recruits they brought in quite a long time. Tyler Cook, Jordan Bohannon, Jack Nungy, Luca Garza, now Joe Wieskamp, and he is nothing to sneeze at, because this is the type of guy that I think is a national-level recruit. His number, he's the 40th ranked player in the country, That's not exaggerating. He's that good.
C.J. Frederick is the other player, and you know, we don't know as much about him being a Cincinnati guy, but he averaged 19.7 points and 3.2 rebounds and led his team to a district championship and regional runner-up honor last season. I like seeing that guys are team captains. He was a team captain twice for his team, and as you can imagine, Fran McCaffrey is pretty excited about both of these guys. Let's see what the superlatives Fran has to say about C.J. Frederick. I've been impressed with C.J. going back to when we first started watching him play. He's a good shooter and scorer, but also is a good ball handler and creates shots for other people. He's equally adept at making plays for himself and his teammates that help you win. Sounds like a typical Fran McCaffrey get there. And then on Joe Wieskamp, not only is Joe an incredibly versatile player, but he's a person with terrific character, basketball intellect, and commitment to the team. We could not be more thrilled because he epitomizes everything you look for. Joe can help you win in a lot of ways. He has one of the best three-point shooting strokes I have ever seen. Classic Fran McCaffrey. One of the best he's ever seen with the three-point stroke.
He has a very pure shot. He really does. And I know that everybody wants to make comparisons, and I think the floor for this type of for Joe Wieskamp is a guy like Jared Uthoff. He's not as quite as tall as Jared was, but he's got that same. It looks like he's moving very fast out on the court. He's just kind of that effortless, smooth operator on the basketball court. And yes, his shot is very nice. I'm not going to say it's the greatest shot that I've ever seen, but it is very polished for a kid that age.
Pat Hardy at allhawkeyes.com said earlier today on social media, he sees a little Bobby Hansen in Wieskamp. And for fans of a certain age, they'll remember what a good college player Bobby Hansen was at Iowa before he wound up going on and enjoying a pretty successful NBA career, especially with the Chicago Bulls. He's still got the ring, and yes, he'll show it to you if he's out and about. It was also Wrestling Media Day today in Iowa City. Tom Brands met with the members of the media. The Hawkeyes, I believe, are number 7 coming into the preseason. And a little bit of talk of Kevin Dresser getting hired at Iowa State and an increase in interest in that rivalry. But Tom Brands said today that they are still trying to figure out where they are as a team coming into the season. And they're not necessarily in a hurry to get that lineup set. And I think that's kind of an interesting approach because in the past, I think Iowa has tried to lock in on things early, much to the program's detriment. So I think they're going to experiment a little bit. The wrestling season starts this week pretty quickly anyway in Iowa City. So lots of stuff going on with the Hawkeyes, of course. Iowa State, Steve Prohm signs easily his best recruiting class so far and aims one of the best that the Cyclones have ever put together. 4 guys, and there's a possibility for a 5th name there as well because just a big question mark around the recruitment of a prep player out of Memphis. And then you can't talk about signing day without acknowledging the fact that you and I benefiting greatly from having a player, a top 100 player in AJ Green right in their backyard. Don't take those players for granted because we found out with Oliver Martin on the football side of things at Iowa City West a couple years ago, just because you grow up and live close to a team doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to sign with them. And AJ Green's another great example of a guy who could probably go play for some higher profile programs, maybe some Power 5 teams, and he's going to stay at home and play for Ben Jacobson and the Panthers. And you know, we talked with Gary Reimer earlier today. If you missed that, you can catch the podcast at kgymradio.com. But he's going to have some Cabool's eyes and oh babies and everything to throw AJ Green's way over the next 4 years.
I saw him a couple of times as well playing for the Tigers, and this is a really good athlete. That's the first thing you see with him, another 6'4", 6'5", point guard, and this absolutely huge get for the UNI Panthers. I I think the first offer he got last year as a junior was Nebraska, and then Purdue came in, and this is a guy who had a lot of Big Ten and Big 12 offers, and he chose to stay at home at UNI. Still needs to work on his shot from what I've seen with him. Was a little inconsistent with that, but pretty good athleticism and shake for a guy that size, and I think he's going to play right away for the UNI Panthers. So, yes, a big-time get for Coach Jacobson, and this year, I know this isn't the signing day from this year, but Austin Fife from Waverly Shell Rock, it's him and A.J. Green are going to be a nice duo in the next few years for the Panthers.
Text line is pointing out that A.J. Green has some ties to the program. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, though. I mean, we've seen guys in the past that have decided that they're going to leave the nest. So I'm not going to – you say that, and then you get a section of the UNI fan base that feels like you're – discrediting the job that Ben Jacobson did, and you still have to convince the kid that it's in his best interest to stay and play in the Missouri Valley Conference, a Missouri Valley Conference that doesn't have its marquee program anymore since Wichita State bolted. So you get a top 100 kid, I don't care what the circumstances are, you got to give the program credit. And again, it's going to be interesting to watch him develop, and I can't help but look at all three of these programs and think that some good days and good basketball is ahead after signing day today. But we'll find out a little bit more. We hear from Fran McCaffrey. He can give us some actual quotes on these guys probably Friday after the Chicago State game. The Hawkeyes opening up the regular season at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Friday. And just a reminder, we are not going to be on the air on Friday. All three of our frequencies will have Iowa City West and Bettendorf from the Unidome. Alex is calling that game. Originally, we were going to do a version of the show that day, and I've had a death in the family, and we just decided that it was going to be easiest on everybody to put the high school football game on all three frequencies. So local programming on Friday, just a one-hour block from 3 to 4 with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. It'll be the gym class. They'll have our Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 segment that I always look forward to doing every week, and then you'll get high school football. So tomorrow, right here on the show, we're going to treat tomorrow as if it were a Friday, and we'll get you ready for a big weekend of college football in the state of Iowa and in the Midwest, because the Hawkeyes are leaving the state's borders, traveling up Highway 151 to take on Wisconsin. So we'll talk a little Iowa State, Oklahoma State tomorrow, and get you ready for the Badgers and Hawkeyes. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be with us. And Kevin Casper, former Hawkeye wide receiver as well. LowTUSA.com is a website that you may find worth checking out, especially if you're a guy who is having a hard time pinpointing why he doesn't have the same amount of energy that he did when he was younger. If you're a guy that's got 10 or 15 extra pounds on, and you just don't know where it came from or how to get rid of it. Low testosterone is something that could possibly be affecting a number of things in your life, from your mood to your sex life. Don't tell Ric Flair that, over 10,000 women, but hey, everybody has testosterone. Everybody's got different levels of it, and it doesn't stay the same. I go back to that analogy about the oil in your car, okay? Sometimes you got to top that off. And Mentality, which is a local men's health clinic with board-certified doctors, they specialize in treating people for low testosterone. It's very easy to go in and get checked out. You can make an appointment right there on the website, lowtusa.com. Just look for the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City logo and click on it. It's covered by insurance, and they've got about a 90% success rate when it comes to getting guys back on track and raising that testosterone level. Mentality and LowTUSA.com. 5:54, we'll take a quick timeout. Kyle's going to bring us a big board update, and then we'll talk with Tristan Cockcroft from ESPN.com. So get those fantasy football questions to us. 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Todd Brolecamp Show right here on KGYM after this.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
Time out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Are you ready for a place to call home instead of just another job? Family-owned Midwest Metal Products might be just what you're looking for. They're a small company with big opportunities, and they've been very good to their employees for over 50 years. See a video tour at MidwestMetalProducts.biz to find out if it's a place you'd like to call home. They have second shift openings now and provide on-the-job training. Midwest Metal Products in Cedar Rapids is an equal employment opportunity employer. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required.
5:55, welcome back in. It's Quick In and Quick Out. You know what that means. Over to Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named as one of 10 finalists for the 2017 Senior Class Award today, an honor going to seniors who best exemplify excellence in community, classroom character, and competition alike. He was also recently named a semifinalist for the Butkus and Bednarik Awards. Speaking of awards, Chad Lystico tweeted that he spoke with a spokesperson for the Thorpe Award, which goes to the nation's best defensive back, and they told him in regards to Josh Jackson, it's not unprecedented for a player who was not listed as a semifinalist to go on to be named as a finalist. It's National Letter of Intent Day around the country, and the schools around the state have locked in some pretty impressive recruits this year. Muscatine's Joe Wieskamp is the 69th-ranked prospect in his class, according to ESPN, and he signed on the dotted line for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. UNI secured the 74th-ranked prospect, A.J. Green, easily the biggest commitment for the Panthers since Doug McDermott almost played there, while the Cyclones signed four players, including four-star Talon Horton Tucker, who chose Iowa State over offers from Kansas, Michigan State, and Ohio State. The Iowa women also signed four players, including Logan Cook, the daughter of former Iowa tight end Marv Cook, while Iowa State signed a trio, including Iowa City High's five-star Ashley Jones. Regina was swept by Western Christian today at the state volleyball tournament, which leaves Cedar Falls, Linmar, Xavier, and Dubuque Wallert as the big local schools still remaining. Keep it here after the show for some ESPN programming.
And the volleyball tournament continuing at the U.S. Cellular Center the rest of this week. Always a good time for the area businesses. And we thank everybody. And welcome to Cedar Rapids, by the way, and the Todd Brawley Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, if you're unfamiliar with us. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Tristan Cockcroft talks fantasy football.